Hello, Fake Nukes Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again, from deep in the basement. I had dispatch some trolls lying about 9/11 again. I know. Gotta always do it. So, my friend Jim uploaded my last chat with Fakeologist on his channel. And then all these commies come in. Alba Volt, C, Dave, whatever his name is, Dave. All these guys are want you to think that the news is real, right? That's because they're commies. And this guy, Mahatma 29, he was was he was blaming me because I blocked him from my channel or something. And I said, you were probably calling names. And I said, I'm asking for photographs like I always have. Do you have any? No, you do not. Do you expect me to believe nobody at Ground Zero took a photograph of the 200 jumpers you claim died on 9/11? You are making outrageous claims with zero evidence. And so then he brought me this little link here. So let's take a look at this link. And it's titled, what's that? It's titled Graphic 9/11 Jumpers. But this photo here isn't from 9/11. This guy looks like he got hit by a truck. You can tell that his body has gone sideways across the pavement here. The police have had time to construct a little plastic barricade here to protect the onlookers from seeing the corpse over here. This is not from 9/11. This guy did not drop 90 floors from the World Trade Center. This is the police did not have time to construct barriers on September 11th. They were too busy, right? That picture is not from the World Trade Center. Then he gave me this one. This is not the World Trade Center either. The World Trade Center did not have a ledge like this on it. Okay, this some guy, it looks like he jumped out of a window of some building. This could be in Chicago or something. Who knows? Some or it could be in New York City, some other building. But it's not from 9/11. This is not the World Trade Center, the North or South Tower. And what's this? And then this is the third photograph. And this photograph here, I recognize this is the Boston bombing, right? This is the Marathon bombing. This is where they poured that fake blood on the sidewalk. You can see this banner down here says Boston. See right there? It says Boston. And then this banner over here says Marathon. You can see where it says Marathon right there. So this is a mislabeled photo. This is not a graphic 9/11 jumper. All these photos are mislabeled. This is not from 9/11. And then he shows me these a hand. This could be from a car accident. We already know these photos are mislabeled. So who? This is not from 9/11. So this is all he could do. And you know, I do this. I get people mad at me and I challenge people so that they could show me the best stuff they got. And like over a year ago, somebody gave me this because they said I was a because I was demanding to see some evidence of jumpers on 9/11. So they gave me this video here and they said, here's your evidence, you retard. So you see the guy kind of jumping out the window here. Then the video splices and then it goes to the bottom. See that? This is the sidewalk below the. This is what the sidewalk looked like on the. And then it zoomed in. And so you see these little red splotches here don't look like that guy I just showed you that got ran over by a truck. So we're looking for some consistency, right? There's no consistency. These little red splotches don't look like that guy that got ran over by the truck. You know, this appears to be 9/11. This appears to be perhaps the South Tower. And this stage was built by a sound company. They were doing like an 11-day festival out in front of the World Trade Center. And I believe that this stage was built because this was to signify the whole thing was going to be a staged event. And they built the stage for the stage show is what happened. So we'll play the video again, but this is the definitive proof that people were jumping out the window that day. And this video wouldn't hold up in court. It's been manipulated too much. It has too many splices. And these little dots down here don't look like human beings. There's one, two, three, four, maybe five. And these don't look like that doesn't look like a human being. The resolution is good enough to where you'd be able to, you can see the trash cans back here. You can make out the trash can, so you should be able to make out a human corpse here, right? But you're not able to make it out because it's not a human corpse. And here comes some guy. He made a hole in the top of the stage there. Let's see it again. Let's see. Oh, it's not doing it. Okay. So we can watch it one more time. That was supposedly one guy falling, and then there's a group of five down there. And then the last guy falls, and he goes through the roof of the stage. See that? Makes a little hole right there. He falls through the roof of the stage. So this is the stage show. Here I took a screenshot. Here it is. The stage of Evening Stars on stage at the Twin Towers as photographed September 5th, 2001. So here's that stage. Here are those like trash cans that were like one of the trash cans is like right there. Here's where the five red spots were, it's right here. And so they were doing some kind of a, they were having a live music at night on this stage for 11 days before the stage show of 9/11. So this could be the North Tower. This could be the South Tower over here. And so anyway, there's your stage. They had the stage built for the stage show. So I went into the 9/11 commission report. This stupid thing was like 600 pages. And I said, well, does the 9/11 commission report even have any photos of any dead bodies? And I mean, because that would be, it was supposed to be a comprehensive report on 9/11, right? So, well, so did the comprehensive report even include any photos of the of any dead bodies? And so here on page 312 of the 9/11 commission report, they show you this picture. Okay, that doesn't prove nothing. We saw this on TV. This is nothing that we didn't see on TV, right? And then on page 313 of the 9/11 commission report, they show us a picture of the Pentagon here, and they show us a picture of Shanksville down here. One thing these pictures don't show are any dead bodies. There's no dead bodies here in Shanksville, and there's no dead bodies on the lawn here of the Pentagon, and there should be. And whoever did this 9/11 commission report wasn't interested in getting pictures of the bodies. Well, we don't need to prove that. We'll show you pictures of the collapsed roof. That'll prove so. That doesn't prove nothing. You did a 600-page report and you didn't include any photos of the dead bodies. That means you didn't do shit. That means you didn't do any kind of investigation, right? Unbelievable. You still can't prove anyone is dead from 9/11. So, and somebody gave me this one time. They said, look, this shows that people were jumping out the window. You can see the World Trade Center, one of the towers back here. You can see the spire. And so you zoom in on this guy here, Looks like a pair of legs hanging over the ledge. But there's no blood. This looks like a mannequin to me. Looks like they were throwing mannequins out the window, and one of them missed the ground and landed on this ledge here. That's what that looks like to me. So this doesn't prove anything any either. All they got is just mislabeled photos from the Boston bombing. That's all anyone has. I guess nobody had a camera that day. Somebody gave me this picture of some sidewalk, supposedly from New York City. And somebody looks like somebody threw a piece of hamburger out here on the sidewalk. And they told me this proves that somebody died on 9/11. It's like, well, that doesn't, I can't identify what that is. That looks like somebody dropped their hamburger on the sidewalk there. So again, nobody has any photos that, except for this one, like I showed you, of these five little red dots from that one video. You know, and you can see the trash cans back here. And so you should be able to see the bodies, but you can't because they're not bodies. So anyway, these commies that always go over and go over to Jim's channel and start saying that all these events are real, and then they say that I'm an idiot because I think all these events are fake. Well, of course I think they're all fake. We live in a Soviet state. We live in a Soviet state. Of course you're not going to trust the media. All these clowns who trust the media, they're the commies, right? Anyway, so that's all I got. All right, I'm heading out to work right now. All right, talk to you later. Bye.